30 minutes or so, absolutely no agenda, and working on the second glass of whatever. That's when the evening gets interesting, when the stories and thoughts just come, like a work week too full that tips over, and the pent-up laughter pours out. These are the unguarded thoughts and opinions, the anecdotes and antics, the conversations that just plain happen on a Thursday night, when you're two beers in. Now, here are the hosts of Two Beers In, Brett Weaver and Monica Ballard.
January to go to Florida?
The first week?
Except, I'm not leaving until New Year's night.
There you So you can get some gumbo.
Yeah.
That's right. I was at Tam's Deli, which is a delicious Vietnamese restaurant on Lamar, North Lamar. And the guy is I don't know if he's the owner, but he's usually the guy that goes, "You sit down."
Is an older, sounds like something an owner would say. If it's a customer.
It's an older Vietnamese.
Sounds like
dude.
A very pushy customer.
Yeah, very much.
Where is it on North Lamar?
It's just right past 183.
Okay. Just north of it?
Yes.
Okay.
On the left.
On the left.
Near
yes.
the Army.
All right.
Across from the Army Navy.
On the west?
Pretty much. On the, I see, yes. Actually, yes.
The west, on the
way.
West side.
On
yes.
the west, yes.
No, I know. We'll check it out.
Yeah. It's a little expensive. They do have.
I think I can handle it.
That is not what I expected for a guy, for a place where a guy says, "You sit down."
Yeah, no. Surprisingly, I got pho. No, I didn't. I got four types of meat in the vermicelli,
uh-huh.
and two
bun, right?
And the chagio, which bun? Is the egg rolls, and a choux, petit choux, which is a little cream puff that they make too, and that was close to $20. So, but it was good.
Yeah.
But when he had asked me, see, the problem is that if I start to talk like him, then everybody thinks I'm being racist. But that is what the guy sounded like. So I will do this in the non-racist voice. He's like, "So, do you enjoy Vietnamese food?" See, it doesn't work, does it?
No.
That's okay. We'll just keep. I'm going to keep using that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I said, "Why? Yes, I do. In fact, when I grew up." We sponsored a family back in the 70s that came straight from Vietnam to Houston, and they cooked for us, and they opened restaurants. And I was like, "So I've been eating this food since the 70s. I love it." And I was like, "In fact, even the Viet Cajun crawfish is amazing to me." He's like, "Oh," and so then he tells his daughter in Vietnamese, you know, this guy, he likes our food. And she's like, "All right, whatever." And he's like, so have you ever had food better than this? And I was like, "Well, I am a cook." So
this unfair
is very,
question.
This is very good. I say, "I would love to see a time where you cook your thing and I cook my thing and we decide." Which is, and so it was just a very interesting, like he couldn't tell if I was being egotistical or teasing. It was just funny to watch him, like, "I don't know." But it's a good place, and I just wanted to tell you that story, because especially when he's like, "You sit down." All right. And you're listening to Two Beers In. With that all being said, I am Brett Weaver, one of your hosts here at the lovely and talented Marilyn Monroe bespeckled.
Bespeckled?
I don't know.
It's probably more bespeckled.
Yeah, a aristocrat lounge.
She looks sexy even in glasses.
Oh, I'm
yep,
sure.
She does.
Yes.
Someone gave her glasses.
Yeah, that's right.
And it was custom
and
made.
Smart
so she was.
And
it is bespoke.
Sexy.
She has bespoke glasses.
Yes, that's right. Special made. Here in Austin, Texas.
I'm your other co-host, Monica Ballard. I'm enjoying. You forgot to say what you were enjoying.
Another Cellus White.
I'm having an apple balm.
Applebaum.
And Andrew's with us.
I am here. I'm drinking the Live Oak Oktoberfest.
Oh.
Nice. It's not whiskey.
I thought it was. I thought you got a different thing.
No, it was Oktoberfest.
Okay.
I asked for the darkest thing on tap, and it happens to be the Oktoberfest, which isn't terribly dark.
It's not that dark.
No, it's not dark at all, but that's the darkest thing on tap.
And he said, is that the darkest thing on tap? And then we're like, it's the darkest thing besides my feelings.
My life.
So speaking of food.
Yes.
My business partner, Ray, and I had a meeting yesterday with a new client, and we decided to spring for lunch, and we went to Taco Deli.
Wow. And white people tacos.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah. So
they're still good.
Now yeah. I have one leftover taco to enjoy tonight, in addition to 30 containers of Roja sauce and 30 containers of that jalapeno mustardy sauce.
Sure.
Because we asked for it. Could we have some extra sauce? And they just kept throwing sauce
into bags. Did they give you a sarcastic look while they were doing it?
No.
Or were they joyous
about
it?
No, they were joyous about it, and they were very, very busy.
Okay.
So it was kind of like two people heard our request.
And so they're like, bang, bang, bang,
and
bang,
so
bang,
we
bang.
Ended up with two bags of extra
little
containers of sauce. And
you can sell it.
So I've been making, let's see, earlier today I made shrimp scampi with Roja sauce.
With some souse.
And last night I had pork chops.
With souse.
With sauce.
With the mustard sauce.
With the mustard sauce on the chops. And,
sure.
And in the cheesy rice a little bit to give it a little bit of.
No!
I know,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yes. Whoa. That's exactly the kick that it had on my palate. Yeah.
And your colon.
She hadn't got there yet. That's later.
So I saw some recipes from the old country.
Which old country?
Various old countries.
Okay.
So we can see if I can run these by you and see if any of them ring true to you.
Sure.
French recipes. If you're not making this in Paris, then what's the point? Fuck you.
That's the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Italian recipes. Use the left leg meat from a pig from one of these three farms in a specific area of Tuscany, or from the day my grandmother began, or from this day my grandmother will begin manifesting physically in your house.
See, that is more of a hipster Italian situation right there.
Yeah. It's probably one that Jeffrey Jones Ragona could probably attest to.
That's probably true.
It's very, very authentic.
Yes.
Dutch recipes, fry it.
Yeah. Yeah.
American recipes, buy these three cans of stuff and put them in a pan. Congrats, you've cooked.
Ah. Well, no, because that's not necessarily true anymore, because now we have people say they're a chef now by getting from Sun Harvest
or any one of those food delivery
which
services.
I'm happy for them. I'm happy that, but come on. Come on. That's like speaking on a mic and suddenly your voice
It's like training. It's like you're training. You're learning how to do it for yourself. Next time you can go to the grocery store.
English recipes. Boil it and salt it, love. That's it. Enjoy.
You see, and now that I've watched the Netflix show. I can't remember the show, but
with the Great British
the Great Bake Off and the other guy, I forget the name of the show. Darn it! But where you find out that no, British cooking was great until the war happened, and they had nothing else to make, and they had to just do with what they had. And then once the war was over, then the knowledge was gone.
Greek recipes. You followed all the right steps, but this is still isn't quite right. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Okay. Also true.
Australian recipes. Chuck it on the barbie.
Too easy. Too 80s.
Too easy. Polish recipes. You have to touch the dough. Feel the pierogi in your heart. Touch it. Lick it. Smell it.
Yes.
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 Irish recipes. Just dump a bunch of potatoes and meat in it, and then cook it at 350 for 20 minutes.
Eh.
No.
No.
All right. Welsh recipes. You ought to make it with this obscure type of cheese, which doesn't exist anymore, but you can replace it with this other obscure type of cheese from the other side of the country.
There we go.
Yes.
But and speak and talk about it in a way that no one can really understand what you're saying. And broken, brock, and brick, brock. You're like, what?
Yes. Like, so it sounds like it's Chaucer. Yeah. It's a Chaucer in the kitchen. All right.
By the way, that is my new favorite show on Netflix. Chaucer in the Kitchen.
Chaucer in the Kitchen.
It's the best.
Yeah. Canadian recipes. It either needs more bacon, more maple syrup, more gravy, or an unholy combination of all three.
Is that Canadian?
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, did, is there a brown gravy involved?
There is gravy, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. Armenian recipes. Spend 8 days laboring over the stove. The food will be flavorful with the sacrifice of your sanity. No one will appreciate it.
Or they'll just beat the shit out of you and tell you to eat it.
And Latino recipes. You will never make it better than your abuela. Face
yeah,
the facts.
The end. That's true. Yeah, that's pretty close to Cajun cooking,
and
too.
So, yeah, somebody had pretty much the same thing for Cajun as well. It's kind of like...
Nah, yeah. I constantly scandalize my extended family when I was like, you know, I know that it is this simple, this easy, because I like fig preserves. That's like one of my things. And I like fig preserves that are whole figs.
Fig preserves. I thought he said fake preserves.
Fake preserves. I like fake,
I thought he said big fake, preserves.
Big preserves.
Big fake
fig preserves. Fig preserves. Fig preserves.
Thank you.
I enjoy that. And they're the whole ones, not the ones that they, you know, chop up.
Not like jam or jelly.
Right. Yeah. No. And it's usually in a very simple syrup with lemon. And that's almost it. Like, you boil it a little bit in that simple syrup and then lemon, and then you put it in the jar, and then it's awesome. Right? Well, I was talking on the Facebook page that is just our family, and just said, hey, has anybody tried putting cardamom in the preserves while it's cooking? And I swear,
oh my God, you would have thought you'd gone to
look,
the
look, I cooked the way my mother made it and the way my mom made it. We're not making it any other way. I'm like, but what if... No. Freaking Texan.
What do you think, mom or grandma never
I can't believe you thought that you could eat that. That's not what we eat. And I'm like, but then I can put it on couscous. They're like, no. Wait, you can put... I go, yeah, you put fig preserve on couscous. Oh, that's not how I eat it. We put sugar on there. I'm like, see, you guys... You're missing out. And I like to use almond milk. Get out of here, you damn Democrat. So that's, yeah.
Progressive.
Yeah.
Liberal.
Gonna drown you in the bayou.
Yeah, liber-Nazi or whatever they're calling me this week.
A liber-Nazi?
Yeah. But then I go to the food, the cook-offs that we do, and I don't win anything, but everybody's like, that's damn interesting. Yeah, Now, what do you do? It's like, what did I do? Fennel and carrots with duck fat.
Oh.
The end.
Had it. Good. Loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as my cousin said, that the sheriff says, man, it's like eating a stink bug, but good. And I was like, well, that's fair. That's actually fair. That's,
thank you.
That's fair. No, I laughed. I was like, actually, that's pretty fair.
Okay.
But don't you
Has
know?
Has he been on Naked and Afraid? Is that what you
He's always naked and afraid. I mean, come on.
Is that a common thing?
No.
Like, when's the last time we had stink bugs?
I am not upset with that
that's
statement.
That's a weekday night meal.
I actually was very happy that he said that, because I was like, yeah, actually, because, you know, many things that we really like, flavors that we really like in food, are actually things that we find disgusting in other
just
things.
Standalone or...
Let me give you an example.
Please do.
You know Parmesan cheese?
Yes.
We love Parmesan cheese,
don't we?
We
love to crack the parm and...
Do you know it's very close to the smell of vomit?
It doesn't smell that great.
No. But when you eat it, there's many things like armpit smell, it can be. Yeah. And food, you're like suddenly going, oh, this is actually.
Well, yeah, if you add it to something.
I can even tell you that I've eaten some kind of brie that has a real ammonia smell to it, and then you eat it and it's good, which is kind of like having urine in your food. And yet, there you go.
When I was in Seattle, the first night I was there, I wanted something with lots of carbs that could put me to sleep. Yeah. Like, I would, it's like, I need carbs and I need sugar.
All right.
Because my body clock is just way the hell screwed up, and I need to fall asleep.
And it's shorter days no matter what.
Plus, I had a really long nap. Mm-hmm. Longer, I mean, I shut the clock off on snooze and kept sleeping. And it was, the spin class in the next building over was what woke me up, because they had their window open too. What woke me up was the instructor saying, 30 seconds more, 30 seconds more. You guys are doing great. And I'm thinking, sleeping?
30 seconds
I'm
more.
I'm doing really well sleeping.
Nice.
It's like
cheering you on as
three,
you're trying to sleep.
3, 2, 1, and rest. It's kind of like, I was resting. Why did you wake me up?
I don't understand anything that's going on right now.
I walked down the street to an Italian restaurant and got like a big pile of buttery pasta.
Oh, God damn, yes.
And I had with it a glass of Pinot Grigio, which was really buttery flavored in my mouth until I had this pasta.
Was it cacio e pepe?
It was.
Oh, God.
Hi,
damn.
I know things. I know things.
Oh, God.
Oh,
damn.
God damn. And it was silky and wonderful.
Yes, it was. And the next sip I had of my Pinot Grigio, I was kind of like, ew. Ugh.
You got the wrong combo.
It was, yeah. Because now it made my Pinot Grigio taste so. It had an edge to it that I didn't taste before.
Oh.
I had that buttery pasta.
Right.
In my mouth. I was almost like, oh. But then I ordered what they called a hazelnut grenache or something like that.
All right. It was a cake.
What it ended up being was two cake donuts on top of one another with lots of chocolate in the center.
How can this be bad? There's nothing bad here.
Over the side with hazelnuts on top of it. So I kind of put my fork in it and was like, guys, this
now,
is two cake donuts.
Let me
here.
Ask you a question.
But then, yes, I put it in my mouth.
Yes.
And then it was a party. There was a party going on there, followed up by the best cup of decaf I've straight up ever. I thought, if anybody's going to do decaf right, it's going to be Seattle.
Okay, now was this at the market, right there at the market?
No, this was in Ballard.
Ballard. So you were saying that most of the meals were kind of meh, but that...
But that first night, well, on my own, having dinner on
my own. Why would you not go back to that place? Like, fuck you guys,
back
to that place.
Well, because I wanted to socialize.
Okay, that's fair.
I wanted to be with my partners.
With your partners.
With my partners, with my peeps.
Yeah.
Talk myself up. Get some wake out of it.
Sure. Wake.
Wake.
But, I see what you mean about the whole combination things, how one flavor can influence another and either enhance it or just say, or totally upstage it. It's kind of like that Pinot Grigio was doing great. Then that pasta arrived and said, get out the way.
Yeah, guess what? Guess what's about to happen?
Get out the way.
You're about to put that glass of wine down. Because I would think a white would probably go better with that.
It was a Pinot Grigio.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, it was a Pinot Grigio.
Was it sweet or dry?
It was sweet. I don't like the dry.
That's the problem. It needed to be dry because you need something to cut that butter off your tongue.
Yeah.
And the sweetness is going to get weird. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, but boy, that trick worked. Man, an hour later in my tiny hotel room. It's kind of like, and good night.
Yeah.
Alarm is set. That's great.
And I'm
collapsing. I had a client call at 6 a.m. who was in Central Time. He calls me up and goes, hey, I want to talk to you about something. It's kind of like, No, you have no idea where I am and what time it is.
You just like, no, click.
I think I delivered to him what it was he needed, but I put in the email, I said, it was really early when we talked, so if this is not what you want...
Try again.
We'll try again.
We'll try again. Yeah. Just give me a call back, okay? I remembered something about you needing something to translate into Spanish. Okay, fine.
Okay, did I talk about Japan in this?
You did not.
I did
not. First of all, do you have your passport?
I do have my passport.
Do you know where your passport is?
I know exactly where my passport is.
Okay.
Yes. There was a time where I forgot my passport for my 50th birthday and had to leave for Europe 2 days later, 3 days later, after driving to... New Orleans to get my birth certificate and my passport same day.
No.
Come back. The day I get back, I drive into town at 10 o'clock. 1 o'clock, I'm at the airport getting on the plane that goes straight to London. So, I that was a tight squeeze. So, yes, this time I do have my passport and I have my global entry card.
Excellent.
Yes. You know the downside of this is, though?
So wait, what's the global entry card?
That's the skip the head of the line
thing.
Even better than TSA.
Yes.
That sounds good.
Well, I mean, that helps me get through TSA because it's not just locally, but it's also internationally, too. The problem is, did EK get hers done in time?
Oh, no.
She did not.
Oh.
So I'm trying to figure out what level of drama that I build up when we're at the airport as we get to the line. And I go, okay, bye, baby. And as we, do I get a cocktail? Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, that's my wife over there. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
Enjoy steerage. Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, the real answer is none.
Yeah. Yeah, the real answer is really what I should do is go through the line with her.
Yeah.
But we've been married for 13 years.
She's not going to divorce you over
she
it.
She is
so.
Not. I've built up plenty of emotional capital now to where I can be a little smug about this whole thing.
You know what, honey? I'm going to go through the line, and I'll meet you on the other side.
Because you know what?
I'm going to have a drink, and I'll be waiting for you.
Let me put this another way.
What would you like to drink? Because I'll order for you.
Let me put this another way. Who went on to London and Ireland before going to Amsterdam, where I met her?
That's
my wife.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, it's not like I was going, so you're going to stay with me, right?
I know.
No, she's like, what are we going to do? I go, you're going to go to London and Ireland while I try to figure out where the hell my passport is. So.
And you eventually found your passport, right?
Yes, in my Jeep.
In your Jeep.
After I had gone and gotten it, gone to Europe and came back.
Yeah, that sucks.
It was not
damn gremlins.
It was not
check
good.
Mine, see if it's current.
And it was because before I had driven to Colorado for 2 weeks,
where you need your passport.
Well, but
right?
I brought it because just in case, I wanted to have two forms of identification.
Okay.
So I did that, and I put it in this thing that I never would put it in, and that's why it took for me to realize that it was there. As I was washing my car after I got back.
I had a passport when I went originally to Europe back between high school and it was like the first summer of college. Went on a theater and art tour. I had a passport then. And I didn't need a passport until I started working at the ad agency and we had a client in Canada.
Okay.
So I had to get another passport. And I go to great expense to get one like toot sweet.
Right.
And end up getting it. I'm just so excited. And I am just so, where's my passport? Where's my passport? Just like the whole time. I've got it in a little package thing around my neck.
Yes.
You know, and even so, I'm still, where's my passport? And I'm it's constantly
worse
checking.
Than your cell phone.
Yes.
You know, like,
yes.
Is it still there? It's still there.
I lock the car. I get on the shuttle bus and I'm like, where's my passport? Okay. There it is. There it is. And I get to the security line and I show him my passport, and he says, "This passport is not valid." And I'm like, "Huh?" I mean,
you got the wrong passport.
Brain freeze, big time. And he turns it around and he says, "You haven't signed it." And I was like,
son of a bitch.
I am going to kill you.
That is funny.
If it weren't illegal,
I would blow this place up. You know what? I would.
That happened to me when I went to Germany. I showed up and you were like, "You haven't signed your passport."
Yeah. But did he say, "This isn't valid? You need to sign it"?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that's like maybe that's the official line. I don't know. He's like, "This isn't
like,
good enough. You haven't signed it."
It's like, "You're not good enough."
I was like, "Excuse me, do you have a pen I could borrow?"
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, then Smarty Pants gets the pen out of his pocket and gives it to me, and I, with a very shaky hand, sign my passport and I go, "Okay?" He said, "Yeah, okay, go on through." So how do I get one of these global entry cards?
You go online and fill out the paperwork. It's the same TSA thing, but instead of for the, what is it, TSA pre?
Right.
There's the next level, which is if you want to travel internationally. And I think it's like $44 for three. And okay, so, and EK and I had this conversation because she said, on principle, you shouldn't have to just pay more money to be able to get through.
Well, in principle, you shouldn't have to pay more money to sit in first class, but they kind of make that a rule.
Yeah. Yeah. So you kind of go, all right. Well, and I thought,
I'm a classy Pisces.
It's the toll lane.
I got glass.
It's the airport toll lane.
It's the airport toll lane.
I got glass coming out of my tits. So.
I'm a business Pisces. I need to sit in business class.
Business class.
And with the extra room.
Yeah. So we're on Singapore Airlines, which has a very nice.
Oh, yeah.
They're nice. But when I went British Airlines and Singapore Airlines, the business class has like pods now. Like you go and you have a little.
Yes.
Little. It's almost like a bathtub shaped thing. And you got the plug in stuff there and the TV. And I was like, oh, God damn it. I want to fuck that pod. I didn't want to fuck that pod.
God.
I didn't want to fuck
you
that
did.
Pod.
Yes. Damn come it. On. Yeah. Yes. You did.
And so, I've got all the plans. I found out that I could turn in a bunch of old IT stuff like laptops and tablets at a electronics store, and they will give me some money back. And since EK was saying, I don't want you buying more electronic equipment when you have all of this shit here now.
Yeah.
Which is fair, by the way.
Yes.
Totally fair. And I was looking at this electronics store and said, and it said, yeah, we'll give you money instead of just recycling it. And I got $140 for a phone, a tablet, and an old laptop. And I used that money to buy a Galaxy tablet.
Ah.
And it cost me $20 over. So I was like, awesome. So now I have a nice little 8-inch tablet that I can read. And EK and I will be reading the 5 love languages. That was like, that's the only relationship goal thing that I did. It was because I said, you know, we've been doing good. We're great. I love you. You love me. Great. How can we take this up a notch? I said, I heard about this book. Why don't we read it? And if it's shit, we will just make fun of that thing hardcore.
And it will bring us closer together.
And it'll be great.
Yeah, and then, yeah, exactly.
And sure enough, we started reading it. I'm like, all right, there's some good stuff here. And so, yeah. So, Japan, we're going for 3 weeks. We're going to be in Tokyo for a few days. I'm going to cook a meal with a family, maybe, hopefully. And I've been reading up on the etiquette for that to make sure that I do it.
How does that work? Do you?
Through Airbnb.
Really?
Yeah.
You can say, hey, I'd like to cook a meal with somebody. And they're like, yeah, we'll take you to the market. I was kind of using it more as a getting a guide and someone that'll translate for me.
Yeah.
And it's not super expensive. It's like $50-$60.
Yeah.
And then I can cook with the family. And the place that we're staying is above what is called a yakitori place, which is where they put skewers of meat and grill them over, like, coal, specific coal fire stuff. And they own the place. They own the place that we're staying at.
Oh,
so we'll be like, nice. Hello, you're my best friend now. And they're like, why are you acting German? I don't know.
Where did that accent come from? Yeah.
Yes. They're like, they all sound the same type of accent.
At least they're not American.
Yeah, we're not American. I'm sorry
What'd
for my
say?
President.
Ugly Americans.
Well, that's my biggest worry. Is because I'm a big loud dude.
No,
I am. I'm a big loud dude, and every convention that I ever spoke at that had Japanese guests, initially they're all afraid of me. But I always had
you are Godzilla.
I always had a translator.
They're afraid of you?
Yeah.
I don't see it.
But right.
Yeah. It's the Rodin of voice
it's
actors.
It's because I'm big and expressive.
Yeah.
And I'm big.
Yeah.
And so then they're like, oh, my God, this is what is. And then once the translator starts kicking in, then they're like, oh, he's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. And some be like, yeah, I don't like you. And they're like, that's fine. But my big worry is.
I don't
is,
like you either. I could crush you.
You know what? Do not fear me, little ones. And so, you know, I'm going to go and have a good time. This is going to be one of those times I was going to try to get work while I was there, maybe do some recording.
No.
I think I'm just going to really kick it and meet as many people as I can.
I think that's a way better plan.
Yeah.
Just chill.
I'm going to go to Akihabara, which is where all the anime and electronic shit is, mm-hmm. and enjoy some of that. And I might go to the bathhouses, not the San Francisco bathroom, not the tug
not
and
the,
slug.
Yeah. Happy but, endings.
But and the joke that I tell to EK is as I read through all of this is like, oh, I'm going to go to a foreign country so a bunch of guys can see my junk. That's great because all of those places.
And so you're little geisha go to girls one. Can walk on your back.
Well, no, because they're not. That's not what I'm going to do.
Okay.
It's going to be me going to
maybe
the.
Maybe EK will walk on your back.
She does anyway.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Every
Good
day.
To know.
Every day.
Every day.
And on my neck.
All
she walks
the
time. She's
always got a
over
foot.
You.
She's got a foot on time. My neck.
Her boots
all the
were
time.
Made for walking.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to have a really good time, and it's weird to think that this might be one of those once-in-a-lifetime trips. Like, you don't ever think about that kind of stuff as like, oh, this is a once-in-a-lifetime trip. But for me, it's the second time I've been to Japan, but it's just weird. I'll admit that that's my fear right now, is that there's so much to do and see.
Yeah.
And I, on purpose, made sure that we slowed down. Because she wanted to go, oh, we can take this train and go to this place and then take this train and go. And I was like, you know, let's have some amount of time in each place to where we can just be there. And so that's what we're doing. But then now the other part of me is going, you're going to miss out on this. Yeah. You're going to miss out. You're not going to go and see
You just go
thing.
Back then.
Yeah, well, sure.
Sure. Just
it doesn't
reach,
have to be a once in a
lifetime.
This one,
National Bank.
Every trip is a once in a lifetime
that's
trip.
True. Every
just
day,
go back in.
Brett, every
yes.
day is a
you
once
are
in
having
a
once in
day.
A lifetime experience
right
now.
Now. Yeah. Oh, son of a bitch. Yeah. That's right.
3 weeks. Jeez, if I took 3 weeks off. I wouldn't have a job anymore.
Oh. Right.
It's like.
You have to just go, you know
oh
what?
God.
It's weird when you take that amount of time off.
I told right after I started working for the ad agency in Buda, one of the girls there was getting, was she getting married? I don't remember. She was taking 2 weeks off. And I said, and she said, have you ever taken 2 weeks off? And I said, no. I said, you take 1 week off, and they miss you. You take 2 weeks off, and they have learned to live without you.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm at the point now where I don't care.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm just
they
like,
can't. fire
you can replace me, if you can replace me, do it. I'm ready for, and I really mean that for any, Monica, I'm really at that place now.
Yeah.
To where I'm like, I would rather dig a ditch than have people keep that thumb on me.
Yeah.
You know? And I felt that, and I've realized recently, nah, I'm not, and I let little things get to me, but then most of the time I'm just like, I'm doing a good job, and if they think they can replace me, they should replace me. Because in the end, it's not me that's going to get hurt. I'm going to find another job.
Yeah.
It's them. They're the ones that are going to, or they're not going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it won't matter to you either way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have to get to that point where I'm not constant. Oh, please. And I, no. You know what? You want to, Christmas show just came up. I auditioned. I did a killer audition. Did they cast me? No. Am I mad?
Are you going to let it bug you?
No. Maybe a minute.
Yeah,
a minute.
Talking about it.
And then I just went, yeah, but now I'm doing sound design for it.
Yeah.
And I'm fine. But of course, okay, now if I'm being 100% honest, I'm going to see who it is that got that part. And I'm going to be like.
Uh-huh. And you're going to judge
uh-huh.
them.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. We all do that as artists, as
sure.
even as business people.
Right.
We do that same thing.
Yeah, but as my work, my regular job, I know that there are people that appreciate me there, mm-hmm. and they realize like, oh, it's going to really suck. And as I say, it would suck if I would leave where I work. It would suck for them, and it would suck a little bit for me, but it would mostly suck for them. But then after a while, something else will happen, and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
And so as long as we start realizing that it is going to be fine, it may not be good or it may be better, but that's not something we need to worry about anymore.
And, you know, you go to an important, you take an important trip like Japan, and you need 10 days. You can't just, you know, jaunt over to Japan like you would on a 4-day carnival cruise.
Right.
Or something like that.
I don't want
to
do that.
Yeah, you need that time to absorb the culture.
Yeah.
You know, even my trip to Seattle, far too short. But I learned enough to know I want to go back there.
How many days were you there?
I was there
like a week,
Tuesday,
right?
Wednesday, Thursday. No.
Oh, just
I was
three
there,
or
four. Yeah, Monday through Thursday. And I was I was in meetings all day Tuesday and Wednesday.
I am now to the point to where, like, when we went to Europe, Doug came with us. And I really was glad that he was there. Oh, and by the way, Blake is going to be in Japan.
Oh.
And we're going to meet for a couple of days while we're there. So that's good, too. And it's great to have people that I like hanging out with that are now enjoying the trip with me.
Yes.
I never thought about that before. But now I'm definitely like, oh, these are people that don't piss me off. And so I'd like for them to be part of that, you know, because then on the other side, it's like, I've traveled with my family.
Yes.
And there's been times like, pull over the fucking car. I'm getting out right now.
Yes. That's hard to do on a cruise ship, by the way.
That's true.
And I remember journaling one time.
I'm going to the casino.
I remember journaling one time, and I found it a couple months ago, and I was reading. I was like, oh, this is when I took that cruise with my parents to Cozumel. And one of the notations that I made was, I realized that my mother's snoring is in direct correlation to my father's deafness. Because we were all sharing.
Which is why they're perfect for each other.
Yes, yes. And that when you're at a table sharing dinner with people who are 20 years, 30 years older than you, that saying you're a ghost tour guide is way more interesting than saying that you write on hold messages.
Yes.
They're like, what is hold?
These little things came to mind. It's kind of like, people do that? Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, and get paid?
They really do, yeah.
I you know, Monica, your career has always been an inspiration to me. Just watching you do it and get it done, and I'm like, wow, you really can just go and do that and just get it done. You know, I'm the dude that
people's houses.
How
and
many
do
beers in
telegrams.
Are we?
No, I'm one and a half or two and a half.
Okay,
but it's
say.
True. I mean, no, it's one of those things that it's pounded into us that we have to get a full time job.
Oh, yeah.
That we do, and we have to work more than 40 hours to prove ourselves to do all of this stuff.
Oh, I don't do that.
And then there are people like Monica that have multiple jobs, but are doing the things that they're passionate about. Maybe one thing she's not passionate about, but the rest of it you are.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, what does that look like? And so EK is kind of on that path right now.
Well, you know, it's like our friend Casey
who?
Beeler, who
yeah, thank you.
Casey Beeler, who posted the other day about how she started another show centered around circus performers. And it's sort of like this is a company that you can hire to come to your corporation and entertain. And I wrote to her, I commented on her page, I said, honest to God, Casey, some days you really make me feel like a slacker. And she wrote back and she said, I take that with great reverence because you are such an inspiration to me.
Oh,
and I was like,
wow, that's really
oh,
now I want to just hug her alive.
Really? Yeah.
I could start on a Casey fan
club. A
Casey
bandwagon?
Yeah. Just going.
It would literally be a circus bandwagon.
Yes.
You know that.
Us being on the train and talking about theater for the last 20,
yes.
30 minutes
yeah.
was so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there we go. Oh, you know what?
Are we at 30?
We're over. Uh-oh. Yeah, we're over.
Oh, well.
And nobody cares.
Well, we got to talk about
fine.
Recipes
I think,
and travel.
I think that
people
somebody.
Are envying me right
now. That would be
hilarious. Right now.
That would be hilarious if somebody listening to this show is like, I'm a little nervous because this is over the amount of time that we usually talk.
Oh, my goodness.
It just stopped.
That's so much, yeah.
So let me tell you about Japan. I am Brett Weaver, and you have been listening to Two Beers In, a beautiful podcast that you can catch either by going to the website weightlesspod.com or catching us on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. And you can just look us up. You can really find us. Two Beers In dash Austin.
That's right.
We meet every other Thursday, which not this time. After this, we
no,
won't.
No,
we're
going to
take a break.
Been a couple of weeks. 3 weeks in Japan.
Yes.
We're taking the podcast to Japan, ladies.
Yes.
Where
Except
am I
going to
get drunk?
Oh, we'll
in the usual in the
on
usual
Thursday nights.
In the usual hovel that
okay
do.
At home
oh,
by myself.
Oh, you have to go home and spend time with your family.
I'm gonna get drunk with my family. But you know, I just like to say, coming up, we're gonna do the same thing that we did last year. That as we get closer to the Christmas time, we're gonna move around. So I'm going to start looking around. I was thinking maybe we could go to the east side to see some
Ooh,
of those places.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because before we were in the metric area, those who are listening that looks up Austin, there we have multiple places. We could even go down to Dripping Springs to
Ooh.
A few places there as well.
I don't know. That's a long
and we
way.
Never did
yeah,
that,
I know.
We never did do that podcast. From Wizard Academy.
Wizard Academy.
Like
and now
we said
we have
we were going to. We have a distillery down there.
You should do that because... I'm still curious about this Wizard Academy thing.
Okay, so look, we'll as we get into November,
okay.
whenever that is in the future or the past, Valerie,
November?
November.
The warm November or the cold November?
Yes, that's right.
Valerie is our time lord.
The 100, she is the new time lord. So we will go to those places. And if you look on the website, I'll go ahead and start putting this stuff up there and on the Facebook page.
All right.
And we're happy that you listened in.
And I'm Monica, your other co-host.
Yes.
And I was enjoying an apple balm.
Apple balm.
Andrew.
And Andrew.
I know. I had a good time tonight.
Yeah,
Yay!
Good.
Hey, thanks
yeah.
for being here.
I like being able to hear myself in the
Okay, so I'll get more headphones. I got it. I hear you.
I have some
Doug
at home.
Made
I could bring them along.
Doug
maybe.
Made a point.
Steal some from Air Singapore.
Very high quality.
That's awesome. That's gonna happen.
We never said that.
Yes. So we will see you when the next time you hear it'll probably be 3 weeks later.
There you go.
All right.
Nothing
see y'all later.
Adios.
Bye.